Chapter 2. In the morning, Annika woke early. She chose one of her pretty dresses that swirled around her legs, a lovely reminder she had them, and hurried straight down to the kitchen. She wanted to make the coffee. She'd learned how in the villa on Corfu, and liked doing things ordinary people did. But this new house had a different machine, and would take some time to figure out. She liked figuring things out, too. Today she wanted real flowers for the table, so she wandered outside and down toward the garden, and saw the pool, the pale blue water under the first soft beams of sunlight. The sea was too far for a morning swim, she thought, but this, well, it was right here. Trees flanked the yard, making a kind of green wall. In any case, she didn't understand the human fuss about bodies. They were as natural as hair and eyes, as fingers and toes, and no one made a fuss about hiding them. Besides, she longed for the water, and saw no reason to go back to her room and find the suit to swim in. Instead, she pulled off the dress, tossed it onto a chair, and dived in. The water embraced her, gentle as a mother, sweet as a lover. She skimmed along the bottom, her sea-green eyes open and lit with pleasure. Delighted, she swam the length of the pool, back again. Then, pushing off the bottom, let her legs spear up into the air and sun, and slice down into the water again as a tail. Sawyer, a cup of coffee in his hand, stopped dead on the skirt of the pool. He'd come out to see who was up, who'd put the coffee on. He'd known it was Annika the instant her legs had come up and out of the water. Long, dusky gold and perfect. Then color had swirled around those legs, winking, flashing like precious gems, gems that went to shimmering liquid before they'd become the mermaid's tail. It took his breath. Knowing her for a mermaid and seeing her transform were two different things, and it simply took his breath. Even before he caught it again, she flew up, long black hair streaming, arms outstretched, tail sparkling, her face bright and beautiful. She arched in midair, and Jesus.